Here's an idea. Why not stage Love's Labor's Lost in Afghanistan, a country in a culture war with the Taliban, a play in which the king and his three friends decide to steal themselves away from the world to fast and study, and especially to forswear the company of women. Then, just as they declare these plans, a princess comes to visit with her three friends. Hilarity, romance, and conflict ensue. Sounds from the 2005 Kabul production of Love's Labor's Lost, performed in Dari, the language of Afghanistan. It was the first time that one of Shakespeare's plays had been performed in Afghanistan since the Soviet invasion in 1979. The play features Afghan actors and actresses. You can see a slideshow at hereandnow.org. And the idea came from actress and director Corinne Jaber. She's speaking at Boston University and joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we should say you were born in Germany, raised in Canada. Your father is Syrian Kurdish, your mom Hungarian German. The idea of being in another country obviously wasn't a big deal to you.
Well, I think I am pretty much a nomad. So, I mean, not just raised in Canada, raised in Germany as well. Yeah, no, I've always moved around. So,
and an actress. You've performed with the Royal Shakespeare Company. You won a French, the equivalent of a Tony in France. So this is obviously your field. But why Shakespeare in Afghanistan?
It was a total kind of coincidence. It was an accident. I just was in Afghanistan to visit somebody. And when I was there, since I am an actress, I asked if I could meet some Afghan actors, and I asked them if they wanted to come and improvise and share and exchange and talk. And so the next day, 20 kind of bearded men arrived, and we just started talking and playing some games, which they all loved, and I suggested some improvisations, and they were all very keen to come back the next day, and I asked them if they could bring some women, and there was a great silence, and I realized that that was a big problem, and they said they would try. So the next day they came back with one woman, and this went on like for a week, and there was only one woman during that week, at the end of which I finally gave them to improvise a little scene from The Dream.
The Dream?
The Midsummer Night's Dream.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them this little scene to improvise. I mean, I told them the story of this scene to improvise, and all the men disguised as women, and they just did a wonderful improvisation, at which point I thought, we need to do Shakespeare here. And that's kind of how it started. And then the actors, when I suggested that, you know, I would like to come back and do a production with them, they told me that if I do come back and direct a Shakespeare, they will defy the whole country. So that's how it happened.
So they were saying that this would be a really radical act if you did this.
Radical and new.
Yeah.
And something they would really, really like to do.
Well, and why Love's Labor's Lost? Because here you're witnessing this separation of men and women. They couldn't even find another woman to bring for you. And this is a play that brings men and women. Men are trying to remain separate, and they can't. The women, you know, women come to them. That seems like it's in defiance of something going on, too.
Well, Love's Labor's Lost for many reasons. First of all, the actors said they didn't want to do a tragedy because I came up with, you know, the Henry plays or Richard II. I mean, there's many plays you could do that have a link to war and tragedy and civil war, and they really did not want to do a tragedy. That was stated straight away. It had to be a comedy. So I looked at the comedies, and there's very few comedies. In all Shakespeare's comedies, there's some sex, and it's very saucy, and there's, you know, all kinds of things going on. So this was impossible to do in Afghanistan. That was clear from the beginning. So I needed a play where I could cut that out and still keep the structure of the play, and that was possible in Love's Labour's Lost. And the other thing was important, that equal amount of men and women. I wanted the same amount of women as men. The whole play is about love, which I thought was, you know, internationally to be understood. And I think the play, my interpretation of the play, is it's a hymn to women. And I thought that was important to do that in Afghanistan.
You say that there was a particular passage that helped decide.
Would you like me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And set it up for us.
Okay, so this is the speech of Byron, who is the male leading character. Just to repeat again, all the boys have made this vow that they won't speak to women and fast and pray, etc., etc. As soon as the women arrive, which is a couple of hours later after they've made this vow, they all decide to give up their vows, but they're not going to tell each other because they're all embarrassed and they don't want the others to know. So they secretly send sonnets to the women in presence, etc. And then, of course, they all find out about each other. So this is the speech. This is what Byron says once they've kind of all found out and gotten over their shame, talking about love and women. From women's eyes, this doctrine I derive. They sparkle still the right Promethean fire, They are the books, the arts, the academes, that shall contain and nourish all the world, else none at all in aught proves excellent. Then fools you were, these women to forswear, or, keeping what is sworn, you will prove fools. So I think this is really important, that in a country where very often you don't see much more of a woman than the woman's eyes, if you see the woman's eyes and she's not in a chadri, to say in a public space that all knowledge comes from a woman and her eyes.
Well, it's an astonishing thing when you think about it in this country, in Afghanistan. And how did audiences react to that?
They were very happy to see a performance. They were very happy to see women on stage. They just wanted entertainment as well, because there is no such thing in Afghanistan. And nobody, apart from very few people, were actually shocked. And I mean, one person said to me, this is not Islam, or it doesn't go well with Islam, but he never told me why. And we had one bad review that kind of said there's a foreigner coming doing things that have nothing to do with our culture. But apart from that, the response was very powerful.
Do you worry that, you know, because of those, you know, criticisms that you mentioned? I mean, I would think that this would be sacrilege to at least some members of the hardest core of the Taliban to even see the women on the stage, first of all, because they weren't in burqas, right? And to then hear those words, you know. Although I rush to say that we also hear that some of the reasoning that we've heard for the separation of men and women and the clothing of the women is because of the reverence for the women. You know, what seems like enslavement to some, others say is a lifting up of women. But, you know, having said all of that, do you worry about the safety of these actors who participated?
Well, I was never worried about safety, and we never, ever, ever had any safety concerns, neither for myself nor for the actors. And I was never there in armored vehicles or with bodyguards or any form of safety.
Because you didn't want to send out that message, you know? That,
yeah, no, I wanted it to be theater. I wanted it to be non-political. I wanted it to be peaceful. And I profoundly agree that once you start covering yourself up or putting weapons on you or being afraid or hiding, that you, A, become a target and attract attention, and B, you shouldn't go to a place where you have to run around in an armored vehicle. Don't go there. You're not welcome. But that's my personal, very maybe radical approach. So I've never had those issues. The women, of course, are all marginal women in the sense that they, apart from one, were actresses and were already in the business. So they knew what they were facing. And we never did anything that was in any way shocking to them. So I would always say, can you do this? Would you like to do this? And they said, yes, we can do this. So that's what we did.
By the way, you're going to do it again. We understand you are going to do a comedy of errors with Afghan actors.
Yeah, I've been invited to the Globe Theatre in London is doing a Shakespeare marathon next year, 2012, which is 400 years after Shakespeare's death. And they are doing all 38 plays in 38 languages. So I've been invited to do a comedy of errors in Dari, which is the next challenge.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
That's actress and director Corinne Jaber, who produced Love's Labor's Lost in Kabul, and as we just heard, is going to be bringing Afghan actors to London. Corinne, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.